We now have on the line the public relations officer of the EC, Christian Osupari. Mr. Osupari, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Right. Can you confirm that voting will take place tomorrow in areas which experience faulty machines or late arrival of materials?
Yes. Yes. The commission has directed that in polling stations where verification became a problem and so people in the queue could not be processed so that they can cast their ballots, voting should continue tomorrow to give the opportunity to all those who couldn't vote today in those polling stations to vote tomorrow.
Mr. Osupari, I'm sure you will not be a happy man because of growing concerns about the issue of faulty machines. What account for this? Were the machines tested enough?
Well, at least we piloted the machines. We did the special voting, and we didn't have any challenges with the equipment. But before we went into this election, we told the nation that if you are deploying equipment, electronic equipment, on a large scale, as to probably deploy these devices in over 26,000 centers, it can be expected that some may not work as expected. And that is what happened today.
Right, but a major issue, is it not going to, you know, result in voter apathy? You know, some of them have been in the queues for hours and they have to go home and come back tomorrow. Is it not going to affect the credibility of the polls?
No, it should not. It should not affect the credibility of the poll. Indeed, what should affect the credibility of the poll will be to disenfranchise people because the device could not work to the end of the voting process. Now that we are given the opportunity to those who couldn't vote because of this problem, the chance to cast their ballots tomorrow, then we would say that everybody who has the right to vote has been given equal opportunity and it's up to us to exercise it.
Right, but what is your assessment of voting across the country? I'm sure there are problems, but then your assessment personally?
Well, generally, the elections today went on smoothly, peacefully in all the centers. We didn't have incidents of violence in any of the police stations. At least there hasn't been any reports of violence at any police stations. And in many of the police stations, voting went on successfully to the end. Except that in a few cases, in some police stations, the verification became a problem. And that is why we are saying that in those centers, the poll should be adjourned to tomorrow.
Right, Mr. Osupari, Christian Osupari, based on the release you came out with, the report from our Upper West correspondent indicates issue officials have asked late voters to go home, but they have refused. What can you tell them?
Well, it is impossible for them to go through voting without the verification device because the policy is that if you are not verified, you cannot vote. And so if the device is not there, it is no use staying at the police station. The device will be made available tomorrow, and then they can go back and vote. But if they choose to stay until tomorrow, that will be unfortunate. But I will advise that they go home and go back to the police station tomorrow morning.
Right, let's come back to the issue of the machines. Most of the machines have failed woefully. What is the guarantee that these machines are going to work tomorrow?
Well, the technicians have given us the assurance that these are problems that can be fixed easily. So they will work on them and then tomorrow the process will continue.
Yet another thorny issue. What about the poor and inadequate lighting all over the place?
Well, I suppose that in those centers where voting is still continuing, they must have been able to secure some lighting at the polling station, and that is why the process is ongoing. Otherwise, the verification that became a problem should be a reason for them to adjourn the poll till tomorrow.
Mr. Supari, before you go, did you foresee some of these challenges, in the orphan?
Well, we told the whole nation before this biometric verification that machines can break down at any time. And if you are deploying equipment on a large scale, and in this case we're talking about 26,000 and over devices, it is possible for some of them to break down. And that is why we went in for some backups, so that in the event that there is a breakdown, we will fall on the backup. So, yes, we knew that it is possible some of them will break down. But what is good is that it is written into the law that if the device breaks down and it becomes impossible for voting to continue, the poll should be adjourned to the next day.
Thank you very much for talking to us. But I'm sure you'd continue to give the people of Ghana assurances that there wouldn't be any such problems tomorrow.